four straight third period goals. How do you like the way your team responded in the third there?
Well, we needed to because we were just untidy enough in the second where it was kind of wide open in the third if we didn't knuckle down and play a little better. So I like the way we handled the game in general. It was a bit of a track meet at times naturally, but certainly being able to come out and really go to work in the third period to put it away was important to us.
How'd you feel they kind of came at you, being a team that you haven't really seen since last year, I guess, when they were still the Thrashers?
Well, you know, we expected that. They're a good team, you know, and it's just a terrific environment to play in, and I think we fed off of that, you know, without a doubt. And you know, they're a good team. They're legitimate. There's no two ways about that. You know, having been in New York and coached against Atlanta and now seeing this team here, I know that Atlanta had made the playoffs one time while I was there, but I think this team's got the makings of being able to do that if they can maybe tighten up a little bit. But I love their attack game. They move the puck hard. They go to the net hard. There's lots of good things about this team.
Ryan Smith scores his 800th career point. Just what does that say about him and his career and the longevity of it all?
Well, there's I would suggest 750 of those were in the blue paint and not very pretty. But he, you know, it's nice for him to get a point. It was a great pass to Ebbs, and of course your chances are pretty good when you're passing to Jordan Eberle. But good for Ryan. I mean, he's been he's certainly been a heart and soul guy in this organization, and his second go around makes you feel like he never left. And I know he's very much appreciated by the whole organization. What did I think of Petrone? Yes, I was saving him for the third, and everything was good other than the let's grab the puck and try to throw it to the other end of the rink part. But he played well. He played hard, and you know, it's nice when you can kind of go to guys like that and they can step up and make big plays for you. And, you know, it legitimizes him, too. I mean, everybody's important to us. And whether you're a two-minute guy or a 22-minute guy, it takes 20 people to win a hockey game.
What changed in the third?
You know, I think maybe we were able to capitalize on some turnovers. They were trying to push, obviously, but, you know, we stayed with it. I thought our defensive zone coverage until very late in the third was good. We didn't give them a lot of second opportunities, and then with that we were able to counterattack and go the other way. We put pucks on net as we had hoped to do, and certainly looked for rebounds and just tried to grease it out, and we did okay.
Is the volume and atmosphere we expected?
Absolutely. Wonderful. Yeah. This is the way it should be in the NHL, everywhere, in every rink.
Being down three, or being down a goal in third period in a hostile environment, and then still finding a way to come out and win is pretty big.
It's big, Rob. I mean, there's lots of reasons and questions about our team this year. Where are we? How are we really doing? And we've always felt inside that we've had the character. When we're a healthy team, when we're focused and we concentrate, we can play with any team, you know. And so what it tells me is that we're certainly capable of that. You know, we still have to, you know, tidy up our game to a large degree, of course. But everybody does. There's another team out there that's doing everything they can to put you under duress. And what we have to learn how to do, and I think we did tonight, is handle it, and we did that. Yeah, terrific, you know, and as much as we lost a good player today, you can't help but kind of wonder how Nick Schultz fits into the equation here, you know, and how much he helps us and sort of fortifies our look on the back end and then in games like this down the stretch when it's tight. Yeah, you know, he's just a real good experienced guy that's, you know, it's not his first rodeo, so I think he'll be a big help to us in these types of circumstances too. You're welcome. Okay.